Well, hello everyone. I've just heard about the latest restrictions, so it looks like we're going to be doing this for a bit longer. If you've got your Bibles with you, open to Matthew chapter 13, please. We're going to look at the parable of the sower. Let's just pray before we do that. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We're living in difficult times at the moment. Things are very unpredictable. We do pray for our fellowship, Lord. We pray that you would keep those who are vulnerable safe. And we pray, please, Lord, we do pray that you would have mercy on us and on the whole world, that this pandemic might pass. We know, Lord, that we don't deserve anything better than that, but we do call on you, merciful and gracious God. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to look at your word now. We pray, Lord, that you would open our eyes and help us to apply your holy word to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, Matthew 13. I'm going to read from the first verse to start with. That same day, Matthew says, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still, other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. And then, having told the disciples that parable and a whole crowd as well, the disciples asked Jesus why he's made this change from speaking plainly to speaking only in parables. And in the next 9 verses of Matthew 13, he explains why, and that's what we looked at last time. Then he gives the meaning to the parable of the sower. So carrying on from verse 18, listen then, Jesus speaking, listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy, but since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. Now, this is the first of Jesus' major parables. That's why the disciples asked him about why he had started using parables. The parable is also recorded in Mark's Gospel and Luke's Gospel, and we will refer to their accounts as we go along. It's a very simple parable, actually. It's a scene where a farmer is sowing seed, probably barley or wheat, on land that has been ploughed and cultivated beforehand, all in the hope of seeing it germinate and grow and flourish and produce a harvest. It was actually quite possible that